This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes in life, things have unintended consequences. And I think that one of the unintended consequences that has happened from the legalization and I would say popularization of sports gambling is you have more and more stories that are popping up of basketball players who have been fixing games in some capacity. This is probably the third or fourth story. Now, I don't want to make it seem like it's some rampant problem in the NBA, but I also think that basketball is the easiest sport to potentially manipulate. It's really hard, I would say, in the National Football League at certain positions, and with the way that sports gambling is, it's not necessarily that hard in a basketball game. So right now, the player in question is Malik Beasley, and now going back and seeing some of the videos, it is obvious that he was involved in point shaving in some capacity. Have you seen the video of at the end of the game against the Clippers when they're down 8 and the spread is 7.5, how it's 5 seconds left on the clock? They inbound the ball to him, and for no reason, he just sprints down and tries to get a layup right before the buzzer. Usually when they inbound you the ball in that scenario and you have no chance to win, you just start dribbling out the clock, you dap up everybody, and that's the end of the game. No, he gets it and goes coast to coast like Tyus Edney in the NCAA tournament, and the Timberwolves still lose the game but cover the spread. I think basketball has a real problem on their hands, and some of it you will be unable to fix. Like, that is a situation in terms of the point spread. I don't really know if there's anything that the NBA can do directly to stop a player from being involved in that. But, and this is something that, Rob, you and I have said from the very, very beginning, if the NBA wants to be more proactive, or college basketball wants to be more proactive when it comes to this, is you have to eliminate the unders. You have to eliminate them. One of the games in question, Malik Beasley's over-under was 2.5 rebounds. All you have to do is make the decision, I'm not going to go get this rebound. Maybe you box out, you let a teammate get it, whatever. I'm just not going to get a rebound. If your over-under is 1.5 threes, well, I'm just not going to take a lot of threes today. Sure, I'll hit my one, but if I got another one, I'll do a quick drive in, I'll shoot a long two, and we'll be good from there. It's too easy to manipulate over-under player props if they're going to do it this way. So I think that's step number one. If the league is hellbent on trying to keep its integrity, A, you need to continue to create a sizable penalty. Hey, if we find you doing this, you're done. There is no coming back. Jonte will never play in the league again. I don't think Malik Beasley will ever play in the league again. He's a free agent this offseason. He was in the middle of negotiating a 3-year, $24 million deal. Now he's going to be playing in Shanghai. So that's a real penalty. Hey, if we catch you guys doing this with all the fail safes that we have in place, we will catch you. We will find you. We will suspend you. But another thing that the NBA needs to do, if they're really serious about this, you have to change the way that you do player props. You cannot allow for over-unders. It's too easy to manipulate. My over-under for the day is 28.5 points. Sure, I'll get my points. I'll score 25. I'll score 26. And then I'll just pass the rest of the game. It's just too easy. And if you give humans the temptation, sure, a lot of people won't take it because they're not going to risk their 7-, 8-, 9-figure jobs. But we see that a lot of people will bite the forbidden fruit, so to speak. So I'll be very curious to see how this investigation concludes itself. Just based on the small evidence that I've seen, there is no question in my mind that Malik Beasley was engaged in point shaving. If you see this video I'm talking about, and now that you know what he is being accused of, I don't know how you can take that video any other way than he had his team plus the points on the point spread. That's the only logical conclusion you can come from watching the way he handled the end of the game. He then scored 7 points in the final minutes of the game. He was doing everything in his power to make sure that his team lost by 8 or less points. So let's see what the NBA does, but I believe they are about to make a very, very quick example of Malik Beasley, and I think he's done playing in the NBA.
I mean, I think he's done in the NBA too. I also would say on top of the eliminate unders, and it would suck for our job, maybe not literally in the NBA, but it would suck for our job. You got to wait till later in the day if you're going to have player props to release them. Like, football, you're right, is different. We get the player props on, like, Thursday for a Sunday game. Will Travis Kelce have more than 87 yards? You know, like, it's hard to manipulate a little bit there. NBA player props right now, I mean, there's no NBA games, but you can look in the morning for a West Coast game. If you're Malik Beasley and you're playing the West Coast, you can wake up in the morning and know exactly what the number is. I think you got to tighten that up. Yes, there will always be a chance where the players can find out the number. I'm not saying they're just living in a bubble, but you got to make it so they're already at the arena, or that you got to do something to tighten that up, because if you wake up and you're having an off day in the NBA and you open FanDuel or DraftKings and you see, hey, tomorrow my over-under is 14.5, you now have too much time on your hands to be tempted by that. I think they need to eliminate unders, and they need to last-minute release these, you know, player props so that it's basically, hey, fans, as opposed to a player sitting in the locker room. Because I'm betting Malik Beasley is in his hotel room more often than not.
I also think that a lot of people need to kind of point to the system is working. Like, the system is in place in all of these fail safes to be able to eventually track and find the players that are doing this. I think it now just shows us that players have probably been doing this for a while. We just didn't really have all of the fail safes and plans in place in order to actually catch them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.